So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
So my story begins at a train station in downtown Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. My partner was leaving. We were moving to Toronto because he was in the music biz, and in Canada, Toronto is sort of like LA or New York. So he was going ahead of me, and I was going to follow shortly afterwards. So we're in front of the train station, and we embraced, and we kissed goodbye. And then I just wanted to go home and have a good cry about it. But I couldn't, because when I got back to my apartment, there were a bunch of fire trucks out in front, and all of their residents were out on the street. And the sirens were going off in the building, and you could hear them in the street. And nobody seemed to know what was going on. But we weren't out there for very long. I was probably out there 5 minutes. And they let us back in, and so we all just kind of wandered slowly back in. And I got up to my third floor apartment. Nothing seemed different. I opened the door, and there's water everywhere. Down the hallway, into the living room, into the bedroom, into the dining room. I started splashing down the hall and realized that maybe the sprinklers had gone off when the fire alarms went off. But no, all the hubbub was from my apartment, which I realized when I reached the bathroom and heard that the sink was running full blast. And I rushed in, turned it off, but there was water just cascading everywhere. The toilet paper rolls were all fully soaked through, just gross. The cat litter was kept in the bathroom, so there was cat litter and poo, like just all over the floor. It was so gross. So I started drying it up with everything I could grab, like towels, and then I started grabbing the sheets off the bed and the clean sheets, and then all the dirty laundry, and then some of the clean laundry. Just everything in the house got sopped. But everything was fine. And then I realized what had happened. So it's actually pretty sweet. In my partner's goodbye to our cat, he had turned the sink, the faucet on, just to a little drip. It's something that they had done so many times before because the cat would just play with it. And that was their sweet goodbye, but the cat had never before, in the hundreds of times they'd done this, turned the sink on full blast. But this time he did. So everything was fine, no harm, no foul. There wasn't anything damaged in the apartment, so I wasn't that worried about it. And then I just had time to be sad. I really was bummed that nothing in the house smelled like my partner anymore because everything was in the laundry. But I missed my partner, and I was just missing him that night. But I was used to missing him. He was touring for the last 3 years on and off with very long stints away and short time at home. And he had tested my trust a lot during that time, which I guess you might expect from a touring musician. But he always reassured me, and I really held tight to that over the several years we were together. And even when his drummer told me that his cocaine problem was worsening and asked if I could help, and then it became obvious through violent outbursts over text, and then at home he would get violent and angry randomly, I still held on to, we're going to be all right, we're going to get through this, it's just the road, it's just the touring. And I was also still grieving very deeply a pregnancy that I had lost by myself while he was touring. So you can see why the flood felt a little too on the nose for the night that he left. So about a week later, everything was sort of back to normal again, and I found out that I would be able to work remotely for my job in Toronto, which was great. And I wanted to tell my partner. I was super excited to share the news with him. And so I tried to get online with him or get in touch with him, and I couldn't, which was weird because we'd talked every single day since he'd left. So I hopped on the Instagram, like you do, and I found a photo of his friend at a concert with him. They were seeing some music together. And there was a woman tagged in the photo whose name was familiar to me and who I knew didn't live anywhere near Toronto. She lived thousands of miles from Toronto. And then I clicked on her Instagram and I saw my record player at the place in Toronto playing my favorite Tom Waits record with some super sentimental crap in the comment. So everything fell apart. My heart was completely broken, and I just didn't want to be anywhere near Vancouver anymore. I certainly wasn't going to move to Toronto. And so instead, I moved to the San Francisco Bay Area, where 2 years later, I got served by the Supreme Court of British Columbia, Canada, for $150,000 for water escape. Yeah, I was being sued by the store that we had lived above in downtown Vancouver. Apparently, the flood that I had dried up so quickly and didn't hurt anything in my place had destroyed their ceiling and their walls and their floors, and also destroyed several thousands of dollars worth of souvenirs, folk art, and collectibles. Yeah. So this wasn't awesome for a lot of reasons. One of which, I'm a librarian, y'all, so like $150,000, that's not something I can handle. Also, I was being sued. Me, not both of us, despite the fact that his name had been on the lease right next to mine. And also, it was his fault that this thing happened. So I unfortunately had to reach out to him again, which I was not excited about doing. I had to get back in touch so that he would take responsibility. And, you know, give him some credit. He did say, yeah, this is my fault. I'll deal with it. But it took a lot of nagging from me. Over the course of the next 3 years, I would email him and I would say, please deal with this. Please make this thing go away. And then, after I annoyed him, either he or actually his mom in most cases would pay the lawyer and then things would move a little forward. Eventually, on the third lawyer, we reached a settlement, and he or his mom paid some amount that I am not sure of, and it was over. So, you know, good on him. It was done. But the thing is that water escape was, for me, one of the hardest, it symbolized one of the hardest points in my life. It symbolized the end of something that I had invested really deeply in, and having to reconnect with him over those 3 years was just awful. And then also, it reminded me of how much I had accommodated him in our relationship, all of the bugging him during the court case and asking him, please deal with this, please prioritize this, please make this go away for 3 years. It just reminded me of how much I had bent over backwards to accommodate his life and his lifestyle when we were together. And that water escape was my escape. I am grateful that I'm not with that person anymore. It was never a good relationship. It wasn't the first time he had stepped out. He humiliated me, shamed me, he was cruel, and I put up with it for far too long. And now I live happily with my cat here in San Antonio. And he hasn't caused another flood since.